Hello again. The gradual emergence of life after the arrival of COVID-19 or coronavirus has changed virtually everything, it would seem. Health issues, normally a constant in our daily lives, after all, we are organic material, and thus never do our tissues, all sorts and types, stand still. We bash ourselves, dent ourselves, tweak ourselves, we injure ourselves, we degenerate, we spring up abnormal cells, some unpleasant. We lose fitness, lose elasticity, lose, for many even more unpleasant, our mental health, our mental resilience, our social interactions, our family bonds, stutter, let alone anything to do with finances or even work. We simply should not let this happen, of course. Many of us seem very reluctant, for example, to ring the GP surgery or attend A&E. Do you remember that all these services are there for you, although it may arrive in a different package or environment or format? If you're having new health issues or another bout of your long-standing disorder, which would appear unrelated to COVID disease, and dialing 111 is not the answer, it's not on your radar, you can simply contact your GP surgery as usual, or meds. We're running virtual surgeries, sometimes needing to examine patients, obviously babies and children still need vaccinations, babies continue to be born, residents in a variety of establishments still need looking after, medications tweaked. It all still continues. Many phone consultations, video consultations, online correspondences are humming along as per usual. There are ways around these impediments, of course. It's what you may feel is a block to accessing healthcare, particularly in the GP surgery, or indeed medical outpatients or reviews. It's normal to think that you're perhaps being a nuisance. You're not. Healthcare continues, albeit in different ways, some of this being quite unique to many of us, if not all of us. Although COVID-19 continues to hog the headlines, very obvious for increasingly sad reasons, as it becomes more tangible, personal and local, all the other stuff continues. Make sure you don't neglect your own or family's health for too long. Some are emotionally really suffering. We know that. If you usually make contact with a health professional to help deal with this, then please continue to do so. Many are drinking far too much, probably, too often, or smoking their way out of this stress or relieving boredom. It's probably not doing much either for any pressures involving trying to lose weight, control type 2 diabetes, or increase your fitness. Although in many households, no doubt families will be finding ways around this with online or TV-based exercise regimes. Children, though, will not be so likely to be doing much passing on viral infections, including COVID. We are not seeing much new infection, fever activity on our surgeries or at meds, although we are clearly having to see some and examining some children, and some may be, possibly carrying that virus. So they're examined in a special area, readily disinfected whilst wearing PPE. Everybody knows the meaning of those words now, personal protective equipment. The paramedics wear different stuff, much more like a spacesuit-like thing in a mask sort of style, if carrying out their duties, visiting potentially unwell COVID cases, of course, in the community. We value, thank and salute them and all the NHS admin frontline staff, including all those carers in all those private nursing homes, some of them having an absolutely torrid time. These are trying times. The team spirit, though, is simply uplifting on a daily basis. What a community spirit and effort this truly is. At this time of year, clearing skies bring early tree pollen hay fever for some, polymorphic light eruptions for others, listy sort of little blistering rashes on exposed skin like chest walls for some ladies, and tops of ears in short-haired boys. Classically, it's a reaction to UVA light. This simply tells me that the world keeps on turning, a bit like the Laxey wheel, I suppose. Let's just keep our feet on the ground. Let's keep going. Till next week. Cheerio.